Chapter 29, A Narrow Escape. Ned Franks slept that night on the ground. Hard was his couch, dreary his lot. Unknown dangers might surround him, yet sound and sweet was his sleep. His first thought when he unclosed his eyes in the morning, and the sight of waving boughs and thick, dank fern recalled his desolate state to his mind, was, in the words of David, "I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." In that thought was hope and peace and joy. It was the sweet, refreshing draught which the soul, when earthly comforts fail, can yet find, like the rain from above, gathered and retained in the shield of faith. Ned tried to appease the cravings of hunger by eating such berries as he could gather, thankful for even the wild provision which the woods afforded. Then, to slake his thirst, he made his way in the direction where he saw the silvery gleam of water through the thick screen of copse. The sailor soon found himself on the bank of a river of considerable size, doubtless the same as that at the mouth of which the boat had put into water. This might both supply him with fish and guide his course to the beach. Ned made his way down a somewhat steep bank and was about to stoop to drink when he observed, stretched on the muddy margin at about the distance of 30 yards, what at the first careless glance he thought was a log of dry wood, but which, at the second, he recognized to be a large crocodile, apparently quite stiff and dead. Ned was too prudent to trust himself near those huge jaws till he had made sure whether the motionless creature were really lifeless. He flung a large stone, which rebounded from the scaly back of the monster, and the crocodile, roused perhaps out of sleep, instantly turned and plunged heavily into the river. Ned heard the loud splash and saw the big rising bubbles where the reptile had disappeared, and watched the widening circles on the disturbed surface of the water. "I shall be careful how I take to swimming that river," thought Ned, "if it's the home of gentry such as that. The crocodile is a dangerous foe in the water, however awkward and timid on land. One snap of these mighty jaws would crunch one's bones like a nutshell." Ned now resolved to track the river to the sea, from whose shore it was just possible that he might catch sight of some passing vessel. He would fasten up a bamboo as a flagstaff with his blue neckerchief tied to the top to wave in the wind as a signal, with the hope, faint and feeble indeed, that it might, even on that desolate beach, be seen by some human eye.